97.9 The Kill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis, who has got all of the things that are trending this morning in the world. Good morning.
Good morning. I certainly have at least one or two things that are trending in the world. I'm not sure how much of a point I'm going to have here. I'm going to figure it out along the way. I want to talk about the San Francisco Art Institute, which is bankrupt. It closed to new students in 2020, and it's been consistently failing to close a deal with the University of San Francisco to acquire it ever since. Apparently, the Institute owes almost $500,000 in unpaid rent for its main campus, and over $750,000 at a former property. And as a result, it's trying to sell its campus, specifically two landmarked buildings in San Francisco, which total 93,000 square feet, which in San Fran is absolutely absurd.
A lot of square feet.
And that's
obviously
a hot market in general in terms of real estate. But the interesting twist here is that the square footage is not really what's important. The San Francisco Art Institute is home to a 1931 mural painted by Diego Rivera called The Making of a Fresco, showing the building of a city.
Yep.
Now, the value of art is irrelevant, but someone once said that that was probably worth about $50 million, and the lawyer overseeing the case has asserted that the mural can be sold as part of the property or separately. And according to their listing, there is, quote, evidence the mural was designed to be removable. Now, I feel like that's probably the point where I'm going to stop, because unpaid rent doesn't really concern me, especially if you're an educational institution that's kind of made up low-key. But I understand you need to sell, you need to get out of this business, you need to recoup some of these things you owe to pay some of your bills. Sure, whatever. I don't love the idea of removing a mural from a building. I don't know how I feel about this yet.
Okay, so we've had this situation in Chapel Hill, right, where you had some really cool murals on the sides of buildings that are no longer there because they've been painted over, right? Mm-hmm. And it's always sad when that happens. This is better than that, because no one's saying let's destroy the mural or paint over it or take it or get rid of it. They're saying let's remove it from where it is and move it to a different location, right? That's what they're saying, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm more okay with it than painting over is what I will say. I think my attachment here is that once a mural is painted on the side of a building, it's the context of the art that truly matters to me. It's the location in which it stands, where it was painted, and it's the mural's fixture as a piece of public interest and perception over the decades. I mean, this has been there since 1931.
Right.
When this was put on the wall, San Fran was a completely different place than it is now. But this one thing has been seen by so many eyes that could come back to it years later and see how the world has changed, but that mural is still there.
This is interesting, because like I think there are certain pieces of art that you associate with their location and they should not be moved. Like the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, for instance.
I was totally going to bring this up.
There's some way to take that painting down and put it somewhere else, but it would be weird. On the other hand, another famous work of art, the Mona Lisa, which is in the Louvre in a specific room, and it's been there forever. But if you took the Mona Lisa,
it's in a frame, it's portable,
and put it in a different room in the Louvre, or maybe the Musée d'Orsay or some other big museum wants to display it instead, it wouldn't be the end of the world. That would be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that you brought up the Sistine Chapel, because that was going to be my, like,
that was your
backboard shatter dunk of just like, oh, well, huh? What if I just cut the top off the Sistine Chapel and just put it in Nebraska?
But I don't think this Diego Rivera mural that I had not heard of until 5 minutes ago has the same, like, location-based cachet that the Sistine Chapel
Well, of course
does.
Not. But also, you did not attend the San Francisco Art Institute in any of these decades where this might have meant something to you. You, like, walk past it. You slap it like the top of a motivational saying in your locker room as you're headed to class.
all of these art students who care so deeply about art just slapping this Rivera mural on their way to class. That's what happened.
Art is about participation.
This is why the school is failing, Victor.
Art is about participation, Aaron Keck. If you don't interact with art, art is meaningless. And context is also important, and I want this mural to stay where it is.